Yellow meat in them, you call those?
The what?
Okay, sweet.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Okay, do you know, is that the same thing as yams?
I don't know. I've heard of yams and right. Heard of sweet potatoes.
All right. Now, the thing that's got a strong odor that makes...
Onion.
Yeah. Okay, do you know what you call the little ones that you sort of eat the whole, I mean, the top and all? They eat the green part. They eat the green part. Green onions?
Green onions, I've heard of that.
Okay. What about... Okra. Okay. If something dries up, it gets all... Instead of saying it's all wrinkled up, you might say it's all...
Mm-hmm.
Like a piece of fruit that dries up, it's all shriveled?
Shriveled. Okay. For that.
Now, if you were talking about cabbage, and if you were talking about the plural of cabbage, and like you said, okay, you might say those... what you're going to say is a sentence with cabbage, and you say those, something, are big. Okay, the sentence would be those.
Cabbages are big.
Okay. if you wanted to get, if you had a ton of peas or something, and you had to get them out of the shell, you'd say that you have to, you said shell them or hull them?
Shell them.
Shell them. Okay. What do you call the kind of, I know you know this, the kind of beans that they have strings on them that people...
String beans, okay. Green beans.
Yeah, string beans or green beans.
They're string beans when you break them, and they're green beans when you eat them.
String beans when you break them, green beans? Mm.
This sounds better, though.
It sounds better, okay. Okay, what about the top part of the turnip that people eat? You call that the...
Head. I don't know what you want.
Turnip.
Green.
Yeah. Okay, somebody took you to the store for lettuce. They tell you they wanted two.
Oh, heads.
Okay. The outside of an ear of corn would be...
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like when you buy it and they hadn't got that green stuff off yet, you call that the...
Starts with an F, doesn't it?
Chuck?
Yeah.
Chuck. Okay. Okay, the kind of corn, I never said it, that you eat on the cob would be...
Corn on the cob.
Yeah. You ever heard anything called roasting ears or sweet corn? Or,
no.
It's amazing to me to talk to you because, I mean, I'm older than you are, but still, the things you don't know are all the things that I don't know, you know, that it is pretty amazing. Okay, on a corn stalk, there's something that grows at the top of it that kind of grows out and comes in. How about tassel?
Well, that's okay. On your tassel.
Okay. Oh, I should have said that on
yeah.
Graduation cap.
Graduation cap.
Oh, I like that one. That'll be a good one for you too. Okay, the... do you know what they call the stuff that they pull off of the corn to...
Mm-mm.
Okay. And the ones that I don't give you are just ones that are not for pronunciation. Okay. It doesn't matter whether you say them or not. A jack-o'-lantern is made from a...
Pumpkin.
And there's a type of vegetable that's yellow and it's got a crooked neck.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what kinds of melons could you name for me?
Watermelon. Sweet. Cantaloupe.
Okay.
And there's some more of it. Oh, honeydew.
Okay. Something that might grow up in your yard, like especially after rain, and it's shaped like an umbrella, and
mushroom.
Yeah. And the kind that are supposed
to toadstool.
If somebody had something, something wrong with their throat, so their throat was all swollen, you might say, okay, he had a piece of meat in his throat, but he couldn't
swallow it.
What do you call the things people smoke?